Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm excited to talk to you today about energetic weapons. I actually really love it when I find people that have energetic weapons during sessions, not because I'm happy they have these weapons, but rather it's great to be able to remove them. So when I talk about energetic weapons, do you know the saying, "He stabbed me in the back with a knife"? So it's not like someone literally stabbed the person in the back with a knife, but they felt the energy of being stabbed in the back. That's exactly what an energetic weapon is. It's not an actual weapon. It's just the energy of somebody else that feels like it's an attack. But I've seen this in so many different ways, and it's really interesting how it shows up. Let me share two ways that showed up for some of my clients that did not look like weapons. Sometimes, I guess I'll start by saying that they do look like weapons. Like, I've seen knives or ropes tying people up, or like bruises from being energetically hit with a board. So again, it's not like there's real bruises on the person. It's not like somebody actually took a board and hit them, but rather energetically they were hit by someone with a board, not a literal board. It's just so fascinating. But let me give you two examples that are not weapons that might help you understand it better. The first one was actually my son, who ran a club, and part of the club was bringing muffins each week. And so I actually found that he had this energetic weapon of a muffin, because to him, he was in charge of the club, and the muffin represented like a, I don't want to say a burden, but it kind of felt like a burden. It also sort of was a burden because he was always bringing the muffins, until we found this weapon and then kind of shifted things. But the weapon was actually a muffin, which sounds hilarious, right? Like, how could a muffin feel like a weapon? But in this case, it did, because it represented this responsibility that he had and the weight that he carried because of it. So we actually cleared the energetic weapon of the muffin, and then we looked at some other things that we could do to change, which included assigning a different person each week to bring the muffins, and it got better after that. Another time, I was doing a session for someone, and I found an energetic weapon of a book. And I was so confused, because I'm like, all right, this is a book. But she totally understood what it was and had a specific circumstance with someone she loved where books actually did feel like a weapon. So that was fascinating. I've seen a lot of different things like that, which makes sense. I was working on somebody that has a fear of flying, and an airplane was an energetic weapon. Sometimes people in our lives are an energetic weapon. Even if you love them, their energy, or even they themselves, can represent something that feels like a weapon. If you have a child that has self-injurious behavior or maybe lashes out physically, that child can feel like an energetic weapon. And that makes kind of more sense than a muffin being an energetic weapon, but both feel that way. So you may be curious to know what I do when I find an energetic weapon during a session. First, I ask, does it look like a weapon? And if the answer is yes, then I kind of narrow it down. Is it made of metal or wood or rope? And then I kind of figure out what it looks like. So I like name what the weapon is. And I see where in the body that weapon has gone. Sometimes I'll find weapons of arrows, and there's like 100 arrows in a person. It just depends. So I find out what the weapon looks like. And if the answer is it doesn't look like a weapon, that's when I kind of have to go to using my intuition. And I can often just close my eyes and see what the weapon looks like. So I name it. I see where it is in their body. And if it's caused any damage, again, this is not physical damage, but sometimes people will feel it physically in their body. I did a session where someone had an energetic weapon in their back, and they actually had come to me because they had a lot of pain in their back and they didn't know what was going on. And it was an energetic weapon from coworkers that I was able to clear out and help him create a shield from his coworkers, and it actually helped relieve the physical pain. So again, it's not that his coworkers actually came and placed a physical weapon in their back, but energetically they were sending weapons and he felt a physical response. Sometimes people don't have a physical response. It's just different for every single person. But usually there is some kind of effect. Like for my son with the muffin, he didn't physically feel the weight of carrying a muffin, but he just was feeling very stressed and overwhelmed at school. But once we figured out the muffin weapon, we were able to figure out that's really what was going on. So this is why I love it when energetic weapons come up during an energy work session, because it leads to deeper things. And because by clearing the energetic weapon, the body, mind, and spirit are better able to heal from the impact of that energetic weapon. It's powerful to understand why we're experiencing things, whether it be physical, emotional, or mental. There's usually a reason. And with energy work, we can often get better clarity on that. Whenever I do find an energetic weapon, I always like to reinforce the importance of grounding and shielding. A lot of people have no idea they're sending energetic weapons out. I'd say probably most people have no idea. And we have to interact with other humans all the time. So when we take time every day to ground and shield, that helps protect us from anyone's inadvertent energetic weapons coming out. It gives us this layer of protection. So that is, again, that wouldn't necessarily have helped with the muffin or the book situation, but other kinds of energetic weapons, it does. So again, that just reinforces to me the importance of daily grounding and shielding. It really protects me in so many different ways when I do this every day. And I know it helps, especially kids on the spectrum that are extra sensitive to other people's energy. So even just someone else's neutral energy without shielding could actually feel like a weapon to them. So if you haven't yet learned about grounding and shielding or have not yet created a daily grounding and shielding routine, please check out my free grounding and shielding class at awesomeautismtools.com/GS class so you can learn how to do that. I hope this information about energetic weapons has been helpful. Maybe it just has made you more curious and you wonder if you have any energetic weapons. I would be happy to do a clarity call with you if you're thinking maybe you have some or want to find out more. Thanks for listening. If you're feeling curious about energy work and wondering if it might be helpful for you or your child, you're welcome to sign up for a session at awesomeautismtools.com/appointments. Or if you'd like to talk to me first, you can also book a free call at that same link. I'd be happy to chat with you and help figure out what would be most helpful for you and your child. The links are in the show notes.